All right, everybody, let's vibe with Danielle again. So, Tampa, you're starting to put all the pieces back together again. Evans, yay! Winfield Jr., franchise tag. Kudos. All right, Baker, where's their money for you? Where's the love? Baker, we want to see you. Evans wants to see you. The whole city of Tampa wants to see you. I really want to see the city of Tampa right now because it's a lot warmer and there'd be palm trees flowing in my backdrop. Anywho.
There's a palm tree inside.
There is a palm tree. I have quite a few palm trees.
It's not doing too good, though. It needs to be planted outside.
No, send me some new palm trees, y'all. Send me some palm trees. Or send me to the palm trees. I'd be even more happy with that. Let's go party on the beach. Little mojitos. Anyway, we're not talking about mojitos right now. Well, brings us into the topic of willpower, however. What willpower can you demonstrate to not only get the woman of your dreams, but the body of your dreams, the job of your dreams, the vacations of your dreams? How do we get all of that? How, Jim? How?
We just wake up like Neanderthals and go for it.
I mean, willpower. It's the willpower to abstain from easy temptations.
That makes more sense.
Okay. It does make more sense. So when we can resist that temptation, right? So I'm going to present a cookie. Pretend this is a bowl of cookie dough, right? You can make the cookie dough and eat it right away. And it's gooey and it's awesome and it's delicious. Or you can wait 15 minutes and have a perfectly baked cookie that you can savor with every single bite. It's warm, fresh out of the oven. The smells, cookie dough, raw cookie dough does not have the same smell as a fresh baked cookie, right? So think about eliciting all of your senses when we go into willpower. What can abstaining from one instant moment of gratification yield to the rest of your days? Think about that out there. Do you want a quick fix? Do you want a one and doneer? Or if you have put the time and energy and effort into finding and identifying exactly what you want, why one and doneer? Women, I ask the same thing. If you have put every characteristic of a man that you want, the ultimate man of all men, and you meet him and he hits those, say, five criteria that you have, why are you still looking? Take what you put out there that you wanted. Don't go for the cookie dough because it's easy and it's there. You wanted a cookie. Get your cookie. Guys, enjoy your cookies. Whatever flavor they might be, taste them. But once you find that right one, don't let it go. Good for you.